Sports.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty Hour 2. Friends, if you'd like to go over to Sons of Liberty on Facebook, Sons of Liberty on Facebook, what you can find there is a picture, an interesting picture. I actually brought this up on Hour 1 or during Hour 1, where you can see, well, here, I'll actually give you the inscription here. DC camera must have been looped, looped film that withheld 2 million bikers. Friends, this is how they operate, through deception. Someone that actually worked in the D.C. district said something weird was happening around D.C. today, said they. This is September 11th. You'll see on the cameras that they have in Washington, D.C., they're just void of bikers. 1.5 to 2 million bikers, and for some reason you're just not seeing them on this film. And they did this back on August the 28th, I believe it was 2 years ago, 3 years ago, with Glenn Beck, where they had reported that 1,000 showed up when, in fact, there was 500,000 that showed up. And they also, made void of the facts by saying that the camera system shut down when, in fact, the people were packed throughout the streets in Washington, D.C., because they don't want you to realize, friends, that you are together. Because the methodology of the state-run media is to divide and conquer, nothing less and nothing more.
You know, I got a Facebook from Debbie Japp, and she said, I was there in D.C. when Glenn Beck had the Restoring Honor rally. This was the one you're talking about.
Yep.
And I knew it was in the 100,000s.
Yep.
It was people everywhere you looked, but so courteous, so friendly,
I've heard having fun. Yep.
Get this, and everyone had a sack and went around cleaning up afterward, and it was pristine again. It was one of the best things I had ever done.
Yep.
For the Wounded Warriors, too. That was so cool. I mean, consider an American country, and I get this.
You have these little minions that are willing to play the cards to destroy their own ship.
And they're like this much. They're
totally.
They don't even exist in the speck of, I mean, it's like all the Muslims marching, that little dot there that you saw on the big football field of the mall.
All 15 of them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
In this country.
But the media magnifies the Muslims, and then they magnify. See, the American people fear the enemy more than they fear God, and therein lies their problem.
And that's why you can't be. This is the importance of Christianity first, and perhaps Calvinism, and the understanding that the enemy is a real deal, legit enemy. We don't give him power, but he hates you, hates America, hates the fruit of Christ and Christianity and Christ's seed, which is why he constantly attacks the foundations of this nation. We have a country and a very real enemy, so we don't go out there and think naively,
within.
These people don't really exist. Yes, they do. And they are working at your foundations daily. Our founders knew it. The Puritans knew it before our founders knew it. We know it today in this present day and age.
And the church knows it.
That's right.
David Schweisselfall said this. He said, this shows what the government is really afraid of, an awakened and engaged populace. Guess what, friends? You are awakened and engaged, and forget it not. Don't fall asleep. Stay awake, because the enemy sows tares at night while men slept.
We do the Constitution course. We teach it every Thursday. And I love this because it's an epiphany every single course. What an epiphany is, it's like an eye-opening experience, right? It's like a hallelujah. It just something comes in you and dawns on you that, wow, this is how great our Constitution is. This is how great our country can be when we operate in it. The fact that these guys come out to a rally, they bring their own garbage bags, they pick it up, does not cost the taxpayers one bit. I'll bet you when you're there, there was douses of the anointing going on. I'm not saying every speaker was perfect, nor am I saying the whole event was perfect. But you had people getting together in genuine harmony to celebrate what? Christianity and Christian values. That is huge. America can have that every single day if we wouldn't be divided and subjugated to things like, just an example, and I'm just saying, folks, sports.
Yep.
We've made that our idol and our gods. You look at these.
By the way, the Muslim nation knows
that's
that.
Right. Yes. Entertainment.
Yep.
And what did Caesar do? These gladiator arenas were free to the people of Rome.
Yeah.
Paid for by the taxpayers. While men were being ate by lions. Oh, that's debased. That's unruly. Yeah. No, what is unruly is
what,
that...
Remember what Caesar said, though? He said, give men a piece of bread and a spectacle.
Fill their bellies.
Entertain them, and I can do whatever I want with them. That's exactly
right. That was the proof of it. But, you know, you say that that's debased to watch a man being eaten by a lion. And there's accounts of going to the gladiator arenas.
Yep.
And how it's... I'm not going to get too off the deep end.
Fox's Book of Martyrs filled with that garbage.
You see nowadays, I'm sorry, okay, do I think that a guy to go out and play golf with his father, we heard a guy give that at that funeral that we were at where him and his dad had a special thing. They would go out and they would golf together.
Yep.
Now, he didn't watch, eat, sleep, and breathe golf. He went out and it was something that he did with his dad.
Yep.
Good for you.
Yep.
People spend hours, literally hundreds of hours and millions of dollars to watch a ball float into a hole.
And they got stupid enough people to sit back and
watch
it happen.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
So you've got these people that are watching beasts, wild beasts devour. And again, you've got to hear clearly what I'm saying. I am not talking about the sport of golf. I'm talking about the possession when it possesses you.
Yeah, where a man's treasure is, there his heart is also. You know, another point too, Jake, is just so for the American people can understand, it's not too far out there. It wasn't too many years back that a beer company, and I'm not going to say their name right now, but they had said so many Christians, so few lions. This was one of their little slogans that they were using to sell beer. Isn't that funny? But it's really in them for them to actually out of the abundance of the heart speak. And guess what? Out of the abundance of their mouth, their heart did speak.
Better believe it.
Yep.
We have a real enemy, folks. We have just speak the truth once. Go into a civic hall and speak the truth and just see what happens. And then tell us about how the enemies, they're not really like that. They're really sincere.
What you'll find in a setting like that is you'll see that the people are with you in the setting where the population is. They're with you.
Yeah.
But what the state-run media will do is they'll push it out there like everybody's against you.
Yeah.
That's what men today are afraid of.
Like the protests at the fair.
Yeah. And isn't that interesting? Folks, I'm going to cut you off right there. CNN anchor, surprises many, calls out the ousted Colorado Democrat for blaming recall on voter suppression. And yes, of course, we're talking about the two Democrats in Colorado who got their little butts handed to them over the last couple of days. And I actually got a post right here, friends, if you'd like to check it out. She is just whining. Wah. I posted up on the top, can someone please call the whambulance? Refusing to accept her defeat gracefully, recalled Colorado State Senator Angela Guron appeared on CNN Thursday to blame her embarrassing ouster on the voter suppression. Jake, you were talking about the power of the people is still valid. Yes. It is still in operation. You still have the freedom to do the right thing. Earlier this week, Colorado residents voted to recall Guron and Democratic Senator President John Morse. President, friends, John Morse over a number of gun control laws they helped push through the legislature. The little wah-bulance trip. She started to basically blurt out her little wibblings when she said, we know what really happened here. Yes, we had strong NRA and you have a person like Mr. Head, but what this story is really about is about voter suppression, Guron said. No, friends, let me tell you this. And for these two, just in case you may be listening, you got your butts handed to you because the American people stood up. Friends, the president of the Democratic Party in the state of Colorado was ousted because the people stood up. You still have the power. Now let's impeach. Let's impeach,
that's
friends,
right.
312 million of us.
Steps.
Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message on DVD. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, just got my War DVD and comic book, and wow. The first disc is as powerful as every live show I listen to. Bradley speaks truth straight to your core that motivates your soul to want to take back this nation. There is so much untruth out there that has been engineered onto our nation, and Bradley uncovers the lies and makes it easy to understand.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com. Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Oh. All right, hey, Jake, really quick. Speaking of going to Mexico and teaching them Spanish.
Yes.
Can you share those stats or something else?
This is kind of a dialogue, and we shoot this out on the newsletter, and you can get that at Sons of Liberty Radio. It's a weekly newsletter piece. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Have you noticed that professing Christians are preaching to the choir? Let me explain. When a Christian band releases an album and does a tour, what is typically their general audience?
Church kids.
Christians.
Yes.
When a Christian writes a book, his general target is?
Christians.
You got it.
Okay.
You're really good at this.
I've been doing my homework.
When a church typically does an event, who usually comes?
Hang on a second. This one's church people. Church people.
This is scary.
Yeah. Come to. Come to. Come to. Jesus went to. Went to. Yep. Went to.
I like to actually. This does, I don't want to delineate from the point here, but think about when oh great, Braveheart.
Yes.
But William what?
Wallace.
What's his name though?
Yeah, William Wallace.
But the actor's name.
Oh, Mel Gibson.
Mel Gibson. Yeah. Thank you. Wow. Mel Gibson does a Christian video.
Yeah.
He doesn't go to the church. He goes to the world.
That's exactly right. That's why God had to use him. Because
totally.
The church was going to the wrong. And they were going to Mexico to teach them Spanish. Yeah.
I remember.
Let's go to this church and preach there so everybody gets converted. And let's go to the next church so they get converted for the 50th time.
Yeah.
And it's altar athletism. And it's embarrassing. Well, it's shameful.
And the thing is, it proves the point that, listen, you don't have to go to the same people. The objective is to reach people. I mean. Even
right.
some of the, it's a real light.
You think?
But, you know, like, Courageous is an example, that church with their little budget. They weren't looking to do a church circuit. They wanted to get it
into
Hollywood, into the theaters.
Then that's how you make the distinction between the church and the professors.
Yep.
The doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving themselves.
I remember hearing about, it was an interview, and it was Stryper back in the 80s.
Yep.
They were touring with Motley Crue. Or, you know, like when POD went and toured on Ozfest.
Oh, hang on a second. Keep your thought. Yeah. Folks, just remember Moses was raised up in Pharaoh's court.
That's right.
Okay? We're not using the world's method to win worldlings. No. This is who we are, and God anoints whom he will to do his bidding.
That's right. Okay. His glory fills the earth, the Bible says.
Yes.
The devil owns nothing. God owns it all. God dominates it all.
But the cattle of a thousand hills.
Going back to Stryper, so the Motley Crue guys were trying to get Stryper to drink and stuff like that when they're on tour with them. They're playing Christian music, throwing out Christian Bibles and things like that. It was almost, and it was so good, because it was almost uncomfortable sometimes how Michael Sweet would just stop and say, Striper rocks for Jesus Christ. And you're in a major club with straight heathens in it. It was beautiful.
Amen. There's an anointing on that. Amen.
So the Motley Crue guys come over and like, come on, guys, let's drink. And it wasn't that Striper didn't have a pass. They were redeemed by the blood of Christ and they became Christians. They had experienced the party world. These weren't the straight arrows prior to their conversion. But they said, no, that's okay, guys, but we'll pray for you.
Yeah.
Now, it may sound cheesy, but the fact is they stood in the face of probably one of the most popular rock bands of that time and said, you know what, guys, we're going to pray for you. Now, I'm just wondering how many churches did that. How many churches were tearing apart Motley Crue because of who they were, what they stood for, and rightfully so, but none of them reached out. And if you're not reaching out, you become, that's called hypocrisy, folks. You're not worth a grain of salt. Christ can't use you. The devil can't even use you. So I just want to give some examples.
You were talking about Striper. I was having a little fun with this, Jake. What was the last thing that you brought up?
I was talking about Motley Crue. So you've got this band, Motley Crue, who's being ridiculed by the church, and in some regards, rightfully so, because of what they were pushing.
Oh, of course, Satanism.
But the fact is that these churches, now, this kind of brings to mind about how we went to NAMM, because I found yesterday my Kerry King thing, but I'll get to that in a second.
Okay.
Striper was willing to go to Motley Crue and say, hey, guys, you know, drinking, getting drunk, and all the crazy stuff you're doing, that's sin.
Yeah.
And I'm going to pray for you that you get converted so you come out of that.
That's right.
Like we have.
See, but they had a testimony, which is the gift of prophecy, and the gift of prophecy is the testimony of Jesus Christ, and we're called to be witnesses of the resurrection. Mm-hmm. David said, I knew more than the ancients because I had the testimonies of the Lord. He knew the Lord by experiencing the Lord. Mm-hmm. Okay, the problem with so many professed Christians is they can't say what they know of the Lord. They can only talk about the letter which killeth, the spirit giveth life, because they don't have an understanding of the spirit. They can only talk of the letter.
Yeah.
And so anyways, when Striper's doing that thing, you said they were redeemed by the blood of Jesus, Hebrews 9:22. And the thing is if they've been redeemed, then they walk in the power of the Holy Ghost, and they can look at him and say, you know what, we're going to pray for you. You know what? But I would have preached to him too.
Yeah.
With my life and everything that I've done. Yes. And they did, by the way.
I was going to say, Motley Crue, that was an account of one of the members of Motley Crue saying, you know, we tried to get him to party with us, but all they kept telling us is we'll pray for you.
Yeah.
And they kind of laughed. But I guarantee you, bands they toured with, they remember Striper.
Yes, and just keep in mind, too, Nikki Sixx was a heroin addict back then. Mm-hmm. Now, isn't it interesting, Nikki Sixx, at the end of his life, recanted for all the drug use, and I'm sure for a lot of the sins that he partook with. So at length, he agreed with Striper.
That's right.
He's agreeing with God by getting away from the things that were destroying his soul. Now he just needs Jesus Christ in his heart by the Holy Ghost who's come to bring him to his heart. He needs to accept it. Amen. It's up to Nikki at this point.
That's right.
And Tommy and Neil and Mick.
And look at how faithful God is to bring in that setting. Yesterday, I was cleaning out some stuff, I think in the garage or something, and I found this poster of the Kerry King, who's the guitar player for Slayer. Little buff guy. I'm just a tall, slender dude, and I walked up to him, gave him a gospel track, and started talking to him. Now, I knew he was a Satanist, because he'd always wear shirts that would cap on Christ, and it really irritated me, so this time I finally stood in line long enough to get to him. And so I was talking to him, I said, can you sign my paper, you know, Jake? And then I said, Servant of Christ. Because I knew that would get under his fifth rib, and it might spark a conversation, and I had just given him a gospel track. And it did get under his fifth rib, because he stopped and he looked at me like, you ain't supposed to ask me that, dude.
Jake, explain the fifth rib.
You got me.
Well, that's where they would kill people.
Yeah, like you stab
under the fifth
under.
Rib. Remember, Abner killed...
Oh, yeah, he stabbed him with the back
SCL.
Of his spear.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
So the fifth rib is a real vulnerable spot.
That's right. No, that's biblical. That's right. Yep.
So, and Kerry was very vulnerable.
Yes.
Because he's so filled with venom and hate for what he doesn't understand.
It wasn't he was vulnerable. You just totally took him at unawares in every sense of the word. Because I've seen his face. It's like, my gosh. I mean, did someone not get their stinking heroin this morning or what, dude?
Angry.
Oh, he was. And then he's got the audacity to name his last album, God Hates Us, and that jacks me up. Yep.
Which is what he put after he said, Servant of Christ, he said, who hates you.
Yeah.
And the fact is Christ does not hate. Redemption is not hate, folks.
It's love.
That's right.
Hate major love, man.
That.
Yes.
And you. And so anyways, it was that, just
do the veterans hate us, America?
No.
Of course not. They love us. That's why they laid down their lives for us, John 15:13.
That's exactly right. And that's our Christ. And so just taking that opportunity Do we go find the Christian bands that are out there? No, you go find one that needs Christ. That's just common sense. I mean, it's common sense with any market.
Very few bands did that, by the way. Bride, we played with Bride. We played with Guardian. We played with Nuvo. Folks, a lot of these bands, they are no more Christian than the devil himself is. They're just doing it to make a little money, and that's all they're doing because they know that they can go into the Christian realms and the kids will gobble up everything they give them. And the thing is that the Christian kids were actually Christian kids, which in a lot of ways it's not their fault, would know the difference and make the distinction between that which is holy and defiled. Well, they would know that these aren't Christian bands. But we played with enough of these bands to know what was real and what was not. And 98% of them, they were abhorrent. Mm-hmm. Get away from me, dude.
But it comes down to
Pillar was another one, Jake. You were there in South Dakota when I spoke right before that. It's just like, get away from me. Arrogance. I didn't see Jesus in any of what they were doing.
And you'll be able to know it by what the persecution that you get, ultimately.
Yeah. Yeah.
Christian giving stats. Okay, 91% of all Christian outreach evangelism does not target non-Christians. I said 91%. But targets other Christians. Why are we evangelizing other Christians? We should be evangelizing the world. Now, discipling other Christians? I mean, Christ did it. He did that with his disciples. Christians' annual income, get this, is $12.3 trillion.
Oh, my God.
How in the world do we even have problems in America if Christians make $12.3 million?
Because less than 0.5% of 1% of all that $3 million you're talking
about. $12.3 trillion.
Trillion dollars, I'm sorry, goes to the younger generation. Yeah. To the church's everlasting shame.
Here's the statement. $213 billion is given to Christian causes. Now, $11.4 billion is given to foreign missions.
That's good if they're building up the kingdom of God.
They're the light of the world.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, a lot of people believed in our early foundation of our country. God blessed America so greatly because we sent them. Every time we...
Congregationalists, our colleges, yes.
We sent them across the world to give the light that America had. 87% of that $11.4 billion that goes to foreign missions goes to work that's already being done among already Christian people.
Huh.
12% goes to work among the evangelized non-Christians. 1% goes among the unevangelized.
What do you think of Christian missionaries that go to other countries that have not a care for their own people? That again, jacks me up.
Cowardly.
It's like, how is it that it's safe to go over there and preach the gospel when you yourself don't even know over here?
Yeah.
You don't. Jesus didn't do that. He did it just the exact opposite way. He first preached to his people, and then he went out.
That's right.
And that's how he sent the disciples. Folks, you got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Jake, you're going to have to post that video of you and Terry.
Kerry King,
yeah. Folks, 1-877-807-9977. If you're Kerry King or one of those guys, please give us a call, all right? Answer for yourself.
We'll be here.
Yes, I get my life.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder, available only at HempUSA.org.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
To the Sons of Liberty. I'm actually anticipating Jake's video to be posted on Sons of Liberty Radio right now with Kerry King from Striper.
Striper? Slayer.
I did it. It was Slayer, friends. Kerry King from Slayer. And there's, as a matter of fact, there's a whole plethora of different rockers that were confronted by the crew here. We're just pink and blue and all these guys. POD, Payable on Death. Catching those guys boozing it up. Well, actually, one of them, when we were there, that's supposed to be a Christian band as well, friends. It's just hypocrisy and nothing less. Did you post that, Jake?
Yep.
Folks, yeah. It is posted on Sons of Liberty Radio. Right on the cover there, you'll see Kerry King being confronted by Jake McCauley, the other guy. And it's actually, I want to look at him really quick, Jake, while we're here, just so I can have a, I'm going to get a little kick out of this.
He's like pre-Duck Dynasty, before Duck Dynasty.
I don't even know anything about that, sorry. I see those guys everywhere.
That's what I know of them, everywhere.
The cool thing now is to grow a big long beard.
I know, dude, it's like, boss.
It's like, what lives in that thing? I think he's got like little colonies that live in those beards. You know, but I can see, I'm watching Jake right now, friends. Oh, and here's Kerry King. And Jake is asking him something. He's being cool to Jake at first. And then he asks him.
That's kind of like the purse lady. All of a sudden, something just clicks in her head, and it didn't carry his, and he's like, wait a minute.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. Is that what he put on the bottom, Jake?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then he posts what he wrote on there.
Mm-hmm. I just found that poster last night, or the day before, or something.
A servant of Christ who hates you.
Yeah.
What a stupid.
So I said, what's up with this? What's up with who hates me, Kerry?
Now he's looking at you. Yep.
Yeah, I went back to him.
Yeah, you confront him. Explain, yeah. Jake. Yes.
So I go back to Kerry and I say to him, you know, what's up with this man who hates me? And he said something about.
You can see he feels uncomfortable, Jake.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of even how he said it.
Maybe that's why he's got tattoos on his bald head. because he wants to cover up. You know how when you get that blood rush to your head?
Oh, yeah.
He's got black anchor on it because...
And then it, like, turns red and blinks and stuff.
Maybe, right. That's probably
like
why he did that.
But I said, what's up with this? You know, who like hates that. Me? And he's like, oh, it's the name of our album. And I said, oh, okay, so you don't actually really believe this? And he said, I don't believe in God. God's for people that don't have anybody to talk to. And I said, well,
then
if
why
you don't believe in him, why do you rip on him so much?
Totally.
And he said, because that's the price for an autograph from me, dude.
Yeah.
In other words, don't say another word to me.
Jake, you also got Jim Marshall right before he died.
I was going to bring that because Marshall, that's what he's signing for. He plays guitar, apparently.
Well, he's actually the guy that created the Marshall amps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I meant Kerry was over at the Marshall booth.
Yep, that's right.
But the year before, Jim Marshall,
Yeah, he passed away now.
Yeah. He's no longer with us, but got on the gospel track, same type of setup.
I got Stan Lee coming out of the bathroom. We were in California one day, and we were coming back from doing a tea party in San Diego, and there's hardly anybody at LAX, and all of a sudden this guy walks out. He's walking out of the bathroom, and here's Goofus, that would be me. I said, what are you doing here, Stan?
I gotta go to the bathroom.
And it's like he's walking out of the bathroom. It's like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. Guys, the guy is a gazillionaire.
He's doing
and
right.
I'm pinking and blueing this guy. Took a picture with him. He was a great guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very, so he's not a rocker, but he is a rock star concerning Marvel. I mean, he's on all the movies, I guess. But that was great. That was an opportunity because he's getting up there in years, and we had the opportunity to track him. Yep. And the track's friends have the Ten Commandments on him, and they lead him to Christ. So it's the law as a schoolmaster, which leads men to Christ, which is Galatians 3:24, Old Testament, Psalm 19:7.
Amen. I mean, just look at God's faithfulness to reach out to all these people who are supposedly the untouchables. But yet, God finds
a willing
servant to go reach out to him.
Oh, Kerry King.
That wouldn't
Kerry King. I mean, that's how kids treat these guys.
Yeah.
Okay, now what about the guitar player for Slipknot?
Yeah, Slipknot, bass player, Paul Gray.
Yeah.
Paul Gray was out. Really nice guy.
Yep.
Had his crazy mask on, but really nice guy. Massey gives him some gospel tracks and things like that. And I'm watching as Massey's doing this. Got to get the video camera going and whatever. Just really cool. Hey, thanks a lot for that, man. He took them, put them in his pocket. And I look behind stage. And there's a young lady there, tattoos all over the place.
Yeah.
And she was just sitting there. And I was like, so I went over to her. And I said, so are you married to Paul? Are you Paul's wife? And she said, yes, actually. And very super polite. Just a really nice girl.
They usually are. Teddy bears.
I said, can I just ask you a question? Because I do this class called Under the Influence. I talk about music, and I like to be able to, when I have an opportunity, to meet these people. And I talk about Slipknot at some length because of the harshly overt, it's not even overt, they're just negative connotations through their music and through their actions on stage and through their personal lifestyles. So I said to her, what do you think now? You're married to Paul, and you guys doing these crazy concerts, puking on the stage, throwing it in the crowd, you know, swearing, talking about suicide, things like that. Would you want your son or daughter to go to these concerts with you guys, you know, to watch their dad up on stage doing this stuff? And the conviction hit her instantly. She pulled off her sunglasses, and you could tell that this was really heavy on her. Because that's what conviction does. That's the faithfulness of God, to weigh that conviction upon somebody until they turn to Christ. And so she said, you know what? I was just talking to Paul about this last night, showing again, this is a divine appointment here. And she said, I'm actually expecting. And she showed me her little belly with the little babe in there.
Yep.
And it hit me again because, listen, I am a sinner that was saved by the grace of Jesus Christ. I was not seeking him at all. He sought me out and found me. So I'm seeing this woman now whose name is Brenna, God, Christ doing the same thing to her.
Yep.
And so as we're discoursing about this, she said, I don't want my son or daughter to do anything that I've ever done. And I found out later the way she made her living, and this is public, so I'm not divulging any private information. She's a porn star. That's what she does to earn her living. And so as she's saying that, I didn't even have to say anything, folks. The hole was dug, and she was stepping in it herself. I didn't have to push her by any means. And so we just continued talking about our child. I said, look, we're a resource. We've reached kids all over the country. I want you to call if you ever need help. Here's my personal card, things like that. And then I think I gave her maybe a testimonial book.
And we mean
tracks.
It.
Of course.
Yes.
My
goodness. Yeah, yeah.
A couple months later, somebody hit me up on something. I don't know what it was, but Paul Gray, the father of Brenna's daughter, overdosed in a hotel room alone, not even with his wife.
Yep.
And then I watched some of the, you know, everybody's giving shout outs. You got the singer of Korn, Jonathan Davis, and these guys who are straight partiers. They're just straight, not Christian by any means.
Mm-hmm.
But they're saying, you know, they're trying to grasp onto any righteousness they can because they know it's right. They know.
Yeah.
And they're miserable on stage, and they'll tell you that.
Yeah.
And they're saying, you know, we really loved Paul, and we're really sorry for the family, and our prayers and our thoughts are with you. And it's like, bro, stop the record here.
We're really
cut
sorry
the crap.
For the crop that we what? Sowed.
Exactly. Yeah. You're sowing these things. And it goes back to Dimebag Darrell, who we had an opportunity to meet his
brother. Can I say something about Paul Gray before you get to Dimebag Darrell? Because it's interesting that we're even talking about this. Must be for someone out there right now. But interestingly enough, D.L. Moody gives an analogy of taking a bunch of young people and then taking some thin twine and wrapping it around their necks.
Yeah, right.
I'm sorry, their legs. And he'll tell the kids, go ahead and break the rope.
Yep.
And the twine, and they can easily break it.
Yep.
And he said, but what happens when the rope gets thicker and you put more and more and more and more and more and more around your legs? And he'll do that with one of the students as an example for the other students. And he'll say, now break the rope. And he'll say, the kid said, I can't break the rope anymore. And he gives the analogy of what it's like to play with sin.
That's right.
You know, when you start out, you don't realize that you're going to reap a crop sooner or later. And you're going to reap it whether you like it or not. And it may seem like no big deal at first.
Yeah.
But if you stay in sin long enough, what does the Bible talk about the end of sin? It is
death.
Death and death it is. And it gets to the point where you can't get out anymore.
Yeah.
And then and only then can you cry out where Jesus Christ will set you free.
That's right.
In due season.
And that's where Paul had that opportunity. We had met him. I'm talking 6 months we met him. And
was it
wife.
That long?
I think it was like
4 months, Jake.
Yeah, and all of a sudden there he is to be with his Maker, the faithfulness of God. That analogy you just told, I just read yesterday. A gentleman talking about a guy who had a boa constrictor, and he had this boa constrictor since it was a little baby. And so he'd let the thing slither around his arm, the thing would clench onto his arm, he'd just pull him off, real simple. He's only 6 inches long, then the boa constrictor gets to be a foot long, still the same thing, lets him roll around his neck, everything, no big deal.
Yep.
He would entertain guests with it, hey, watch this, my boa constrictor's trying to strangle me, and he'd pull him off. The thing gets to be about 6 feet long, and so he doesn't let him go up by his neck very often. He kind of keeps him around his leg, and then all of a sudden, it gets to be about 8 feet long. And in one particular instance, and this is sin, this is totally sin, you can take it from the incubator, you can play with it. The wages of sin is death, no matter how small or how large. Thou shalt not kill or thou shalt not steal. It does not give a value of how much, how little, how often.
Sin is the transgression of God's law.
Breaking God's law.
Yep.
So this guy with the boa constrictor, it clamped onto his leg, and he actually had a really difficult time of getting him off. Now, boa constrictor, they constrict, they squeeze and suffocate their prey, and then they swallow him. So he put him back in his cage and didn't play with him for about 2 months. This is the same thing with sin. You may get a close scare. Maybe you're drinking and driving, and you almost get an accident. You almost kill yourself and your family, so you put that down. I'm not going to mess with that.
No.
2 months later, he brings the snake out again.
No.
By this time, the snake is about 12 feet long. Big snake, scary snake. He brings it out for some friends. And the boa constrictor comes out of the cage, and his friends are laughing because they're used to his friend doing this at the parties and being the life of the show. Hey, he's got a snake. He's going to play jokes, act like he's dying, blah, blah, blah. The snake comes out of the cage, immediately goes up to the guy's neck. And so the guy grabbed him right away, and normally he's able to apprehend him.
Yep.
But then the snake wrapped around his arms, too. And so he got it, so he couldn't pull him off his neck. Now, everybody thought it was funny. They thought this was a staged gig. He falls onto the couch, and they started rolling like, wow, this snake was strangling the man, and they didn't even know, and this is sin.
Yep.
Until the man fell off the couch and landed face up, and his face was purple, and his eyes were bulging out of his head. They knew at that point it was too late. So then they tried to get a knife and tried to get the snake off.
Is this a true story?
This is a true story.
Oh.
But it's so perfect of sin, because remember, this snake started as a 6-inch snake, was harmless.
Yep.
And then he even put him away for a time, realizing how harmful that he might be. But then at length, this man was killed by his pet, quote-unquote, snake. And it's no different than sin.
Yeah.
It's pornography.
Yep.
It's lust. It's lying. It's stealing.
And it starts
as drunkenness. That's right.
That's right.
It starts as a little teeny itty-bitty controllable snake.
Yep.
And then what happens at length, it suffocates. Because it shows who the master really is, and it's sin.
Amen. Folks, you got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, coming back for the final segment. 1-877-807-9977. I need to throw that out there a little bit more than I do. 1-877-807-9977. Be right back.
Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties, and we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new Justin Case Pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off. Free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
Check that out. You can check it out on Sons of Liberty Radio as well, and on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. And I'm scrolling down and looking at, folks, if you want to see that video with Jake and Kerry King from Slayer, you can check that out.
Kerry.
Look at him, dude. He's just like, okay.
Hey, you know what? Yeah. I should have brought this up before, but on sonsoflibertyradio.com, if you don't have Facebook, the columns there that are put out every week are right on that page. Duh. Bradley Dean's column. It's right underneath the big slider, so you can click onto that and get all the columns and catch up on with the old archives as well.
Yeah.
So that you can stay in the loop with what we're talking about. And I encourage you too, folks, these videos and things like that. We had a gentleman from New Jersey call and say, man, I'm going to show this to as many people as I can. How do I get it? How do I buy the copyright? Look, folks, we don't put a price on the gospel. It's not ours to put a price on. We appreciate the support as a 501c3, making a tax-deductible donation so the mission can get out there. But, folks, this stuff is all yours. It's rev that God has given to us. Therefore, we give it to the people. Christ said, freely you've received, freely give.
Amen. Going on Sons of Liberty Radio, the DC camera, the looped film, friends, on September 11th. I got a couple responses. Got about 8 of them right now. Kimberly Patterson East said, I tuned into one of the DC traffic cams for about 2 minutes. Not one bike, she said. It didn't take long for me to realize something fishy was going on. Well, pictures were flowing into via other means showing thousands of bikers.
Yep.
And, of course, the pictures that they showed from D.C., not one biker. So, friends, again, this is how they are operating. They're trying to minimize, numbers. They're trying to, there's 312 million of you, friends.
Mm-hmm.
So that's quite a threat, don't you think? Especially when you come together. In America, we are coming together.
And I also want to reiterate this, is one nation under God is how it's going to work. It's not going to work outside of that.
That's right.
So, I can go on for the responses here, friends, and they're great. Go ahead.
I found something, I think it was my wife that posted this other day, but it says, this is way off subject, but it is kind of funny, so okay. I apologize. If Obama really wants to punish Syria, he should just go be their president.
That's true.
I mean, simply put.
But I understand.
You've got to go to war with them. Go run their stinking country into the ground.
No, I understand that. But aren't you kind of like within yourself a little offended by the fact that America is all at large saying the same things that you are, but he's still there?
He's still here.
That's what's appalling to me about this whole
thing.
Still
gets on camera.
What is it? Here, let's define criminal really quick.
The greatest insult would be then coming right back to us.
Yes.
Saying this is the guy that we're talking about. Okay, so if he would destroy Syria if he's the president, then why in the world are we tolerating him to be our president, right? That's the point.
Yeah.
Why is it tolerated? Why are we able to say that about the leader of the greatest, freest nation in the world? Yeah. Why are we saying that?
Well, because the people have been dummied down to believe that it's okay for him to break the law. Webster's 1828 defines criminal as guilty of a crime, partaking of a crime, involving a crime that violates public law, divine or human. It's
can't
always
get away from that.
No, you can't, friends.
No way.
Webster's 1828, friends. If you open the front of the book, you'll see a picture of Noah Webster there. And it said that he taught millions to read and not one to sin, violate God's moral law. So if that gives you any ideas to who our forefathers were, well, I hope that explains it right there for you.
You know, if you look in the book of Kings, just as an example, to understand how national calamities come upon all of the people because of their tolerance of a wicked ruler, Ahab, it says in chapter 16, and Ahab, the son of Omri, did evil in the sight of the Lord, and it came to pass, as there had been a light thing for him to walk in the sins of Jeroboam. In other words, he just perpetuated the sin. It got worse and worse and worse.
Yep.
That he took a wife, Jezebel, the daughters of the Ethbaal king of the Zidonians, and went and served Baal and worshipped him. Or maybe he went and served Allah or Islam or whatever.
Well, we know he didn't serve the God of Jacob.
No, he didn't.
Or Abraham or Isaac, because
nope.
Micaiah confronted him, remember?
That's right.
So did Elijah.
He actually literally reared up an altar for Baal in the house of Baal. Now, Ahab made a grove, and Ahab did more to provoke the Lord God of Israel to anger than all the kings of Israel that were before him.
Yeah.
And then it goes on.
That
what
means
happens?
He jacked the Lord up,
that's
friends.
Right.
Yes.
And when the Lord was jacked, did he just go and plague Ahab? Ahab was still living large in his palace, but the children of Israel had a 3-year drought. It did not rain for 3 years. Who suffered during that? Did Ahab? Sure, maybe in part, but not nearly as much as the people. Why? Because of their tolerance.
Yeah.
And it's no different than Manasseh. Manasseh was a king in Judah. He shed more blood. It said he set up a graven image. He created a grove, but for the sins of Manasseh did God judge the people. This was after Manasseh was gone. According to all that he did and all the innocent blood that he shed, for he filled Jerusalem with innocent blood. Now, abortion is about the most blatant, apparent, in-your-face shedding of blood that can happen.
Yeah.
It's the epitome of genocide. You're targeting a certain demograph that is in a womb that cannot even defend itself, which makes it even more atrocious.
Yep.
And that's what happened. And what happened? The people were judged and slaughtered at length. Why? Because of their tolerance of their civil government. It's all over the Bible, folks. The writing is on the wall.
Yeah. Crime defined out in Webster's 1828. Ready for this? An act which violates a law, that is sin, friends, 1 John 3:4. It goes on. Divine or human. We have a moral duty to make sure that this stops.
Where do we get our right and wrong? Where do we get our conscience
from?
Well,
that's what you have to
right
back to God. An atheist. That's how you confuse
them. Right. Hey, atheist, do you like your rights?
Yeah, I love my rights.
Where do they come from?
The
government.
Yeah, that's right.
Really? Does the government obey God? No, they're at war with them. Okay, then where'd you get your rights from?
Well, I was born with them.
Yeah.
How were you born? You created that.
See, now
right?
At this point, he's chasing his tail, trying to come out on the right hand, but he just can't find it.
He's done.
Yes.
Now, there's a couple instances of civil disobedience in the Bible. I want to give a couple of them. Number one, Daniel. That's a good point. Good point. Understatement of the day on the Sons of Liberty. There's a couple examples
that's
of civil disobedience.
Is,
every single prophet. And were they blessed or cursed by God? They were blessed. Daniel. Was he blessed when he was thrown in the lion's den because he wouldn't obey a civil decree? Yes, he was blessed. As a matter of fact, after that, the testimony of God came to Darius. Darius proclaimed throughout the whole region, the Lord is God, the God of Daniel.
After the test.
Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, same thing. Here's the Hebrew midwives. Now, this was a direct law or decree from the king of Egypt. He told them.
Okay, so wait, where are we at?
I'm in Exodus right now, talking about civil disobedience.
Yep.
The Hebrew midwives, the king of Egypt, told them, if it be a son, in other words, if the Hebrew women have a son, then kill him.
Yep, sounds like Kira, doesn't it?
But
in the New Testament.
That's right.
Yep.
But the midwives feared God and did not as the king of Egypt commanded them, but saved the men children alive. So the king charged all his people, saying, every son that is born, cast in the river. Well, we know at the very end that God was so pleased with the civil disobedience of the midwives for the Hebrews that were civil servants of Pharaoh, but they loved God, that he blessed them and built them houses for their disobedience towards an unrighteous decree. Rahab the harlot, anybody remember her? She basically gave her city up. Why? Because she agreed with God and not the king. When the king came and said, where are those Israelite spies that came into you last night? She said, oh, they've gone. She hid them and blessed God through her disobedience to an unrighteous, because disobedience to tyranny is obedience to God. No different in this day and age. No different to this administration. God bless all those sheriffs that are standing against this administration. God bless all those states that are nullifying and saying, not in our state.
They're even seceding.
That's right.
Yes.
And you've got these recalls.
I don't know that that's necessarily good, but anyway,
it's the fact that they're saying it.
Yeah.
We're not going to partake in this.
Yeah.
What is this? It's ultimately national sin. If you trace it all back, government's job is to restrain men from sin. Why? Because sin is a transgression of God's law. God gave us our rights, therefore he gave us law to protect those rights. When there's a transgression of that law, then guess what happens? They become an enemy to God, and it's our job to resist, because resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. Hey, that sounds familiar. Sounds like Thomas Jefferson. Sounds like Benjamin Franklin.
Yep.
And boy, I'll tell you what, their resistance created a whole lot of liberty for us, didn't it?
Sure
and
did.
We're still walking in it day by day.
It's a good thing somebody obeyed God on our behalf.
That's right.
Amen.
That's how you can always trace back any blessing that you have in this country. You can trace it back to the obedience of a Christian man. And if you can't, then guess what, folks? It's not a blessing.
That's right.
Sin comes and maybe seems like a blessing because it feels good for a minute. But remember that boa constrictor. You play with it all you want. You will suffocate and you will die at the end of it.
Now, what's the positive of that? Blessed is a man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life which the Lord hath promised to them that believe or obey him. And when we think about that for 1 second, blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life to those that love him. And if we love him, we obey him. You're just not going to get away from it.
The two are tied together. I mean, when I love my wife, it's evident. I don't have to tell her that. She knows that. But what I do... When society sees that a leader loves the people, what do they see? They see a man who by action demonstrates. When people look to Christ, what do they see? A man who gave his life for them. That disarms everything. It puts it all down and says, wow. There's no gainsaying to the cross of Christ. That's why when Paul said what he said, to live is Christ, to die is gain.
Boy, that went
that was
quick.
Really fast.
That was really fast. I feel ripped off. I want that portion of my life back.
Have a good
I need to say more. Friends, you got Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We will talk to you on Monday. Check down our podcast, our downloads, and the such, friends. See ya.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you realize how the acts of hostility toward people of biblical faith have been gendered by President Obama in April 2009? In a deliberate act of disrespect, Obama nominated 3 pro-abortion ambassadors to the Vatican. Of course, the pro-life Vatican rejected all 3 of them. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening and how they'll affect you in the future, by offering you an absolutely free 1-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now while operators are standing by to take your calls.